So the Mishnah Vayitam Masechtas Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Can you find me a pasuk in the Torah that clearly explains you have to bring a Shalmi Chagiga? And the answer is, not really. We darshan it from the pasuk. The pasuk says, V'chagoyse ma'aseh chag l'Hashem, Chazal understand, it means you have to bring a Karma Chagiga, but it definitely doesn't say beferish in the pasuk you have to bring a Karma Chagiga. Now, that doesn't change anything. We have Torah Shabbat Peh that tells us what the pasuk means. In our Mishnah, we're going to learn a very interesting thing. There are three categories of mitzvahs, or concepts, or inyanim, that aren't beferish in the pasuk. Some we don't see any makar in the pasuk. Although really all of Torah Shabbat Peh is merumis in Torah Shabbat Ksav, but we don't see it. Some inyanim have a little bit of a pasuk you can be toilet. Oh, could be that's what the pasuk means. In regard to many inyanim, we see it more beferish in the title. But again, let's make something very clear. Torah Shabbat Peh comes from Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Heter Nedarim. This din that a Chacham, or three Hedyotis, three regular people, could be Matir a Neder, through a Pesach. Pesach means person who made a Neder comes to the Chacham with the three people and explains that had he known this and this, he would have never made the Neder. So they can take away the Neder. Where do we see that? Sakta Mishnah, this is a Mashal. Parchin bi'avir. It's like birds that are flying in the air. Birds that are flying in the air, what we mean to say is, you can't pin it down anywhere. The Einlem, there's no beferish a pasuk in the Torah, al mashe yismachu, to be matir a neder. But this is the Messiah of the Chachamim, through Torah Shabbat Peh. Although in the Gemara we see many disagree, and they do quote psukim. A second category is Hilchas Shabbos, the many halachis of Hilchas Shabbos. Chagigos, the din, as we explained, of being obligated to bring a Shalmi Chagiga. V'hame'ilois, or on which actions or use in an unauthorized way of an item of Hegdish, when are you over the inyan of Mi'ila? When are you moil be'Hegdish? Then you have to bring a Karmila and you have to add a Chaimish. There are many complicated halachis. So these three things, Shabbos, Chagigas, and Mi'ilois, Harehein, they are Keharorim, like mountains, Hatluyan, that would be hanging Besara on a hair. Imagine a mountain hanging on some hair from your head. It can't hold on to the mountain. So though it's technically hanging, but it looks like, you know, the mountain is in the air. And what do we mean to say with this, Marshal? And the answer is because Shehen Mikremuyat, there are very few psukim, halachis merubis, and so many halachis, in regard to all these three things. So it's like there's so much that we're basing on so little that we have. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Now here's the third group, a group of five things. Hadinen, to be dandini mominais. For example, like the halach, if someone intended to kill one person by mistake, he killed someone else, that he's pater mimis, and he only has to pay money. V'yu avoidais, there are certain avoidais from the avoidais hakarbanais that aren't befeidish in the Torah. Hatahareis, many dinim and hilchas taharais, like the shear of a mikvah, which is memsa. Although it doesn't say befeidish memsa in the pasuk, but we have a pretty clear pasuk that indicates memsa. It says, in Parshas Mitzayra v'rochatz b'mayim eskol b'sari, Chazal darshin eskol b'sari, enough water, shekol gufay oyle behen, that the average person can get into it, that would be memsa, that the average person can go into. The hatumais, many halachis, in the inyonim of tumah, don't say beferish. V'aroyes, some inyonim in regard to the halachis of who a person's allowed to marry, which relatives he can marry, which he can't. Yesh lehen amashe yismachu. In regard to all these halachas, l'maisa, there is a basis in the pasuk where you can point out very clearly. This is where we get it from. Here's where you see it in the pasuk. And hein hein gufei taira. What do we mean hein hein gufei taira? What's the double lashon? So the Gemara explains, it's as if it would say hein vehein, this and this. In other words, don't think for one moment that there's any difference between these three categories of halachas. Whether it's the last three where we see it more befeidish in the pasuk, they are completely mudim. Whether it's the one beforehand that are like, okay, there's a little bit of a pasuk, but it's like hanging a mountain on a hair. Or whether it's the first category where we, with our eyes, we don't see anything in the pasuk at all. It's the Messiah of Titus Shabbat Peh that tells us it's in the pasuk. There's no difference between any of these three. Hein, hein, they all are gufei taita, the taita itself. Okay, so we learned there are three categories. Some we don't see a remus at all in the pasuk, like to be matra neder. There are categories of, it's like a mountain hanging on a hair. There are some remes, but a small remes. Those are many of the halachas of Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Chagiga, and Mi'ila. And are those that we see quite befeidish in the pasuk? Psukim and Parshas Mishpatim and so on, Halachis of Karbanis and Tuma and Tahara, in regard to all three types, we say they are all Gufei Taira.